in the lunchtime edition. Tourism officials report a bumper winter tourist season with a major influx of visitors and especially celebrities like DJ Khaled and Mark Wahlberg, with more scheduled to arrive. Plans being made for a significant increase in Barbados' agricultural production, including exports. The QEH reports a significant upsurge in calls to its ambulance service, a lot of them in response to traffic accidents, and more than 100 killed in twin blasts in Iran. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Tourism officials report a very good winter tourist season with a major influx of visitors and especially celebrities for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Chair of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams, tells Starcom Network News the heavy flow of tourists into the country even started earlier than normal.
We're having a bumper season, started earlier than normal, and you're seeing an increase in cruise, you're seeing an increase in regional, and you're seeing an increase in the UK. UK flights are coming in quite heavy, and we're doing very well. We're very pleased. We're not stopping there. We're very pleased with this result for this year, but we started all over again for the next coming winter season.
Mrs. Williams notes that several international celebrities have been on the island, including music producer DJ Khaled, actor Mark Wahlberg, and TV personality Simon Cowell, a Barbados regular, with more of the rich and famous due to arrive. But she points out that while Khaled has been heavily promoting Barbados on social media, his visit was not a BTMI initiative.
BTMI did not bring in DJ Khaled in any way. He came on his own with his family and is enjoying what you're seeing is his organic posting. Nothing from the BTMI whatsoever. And so we're very, very happy about this. Our numbers are significantly higher than last year's numbers, and we keep growing. And hopefully you will see that we would surpass, in some ways we have surpassed 2019, which was our bumper, our stellar year. And in some cases we are just beneath it. But we are hoping that this coming winter season that we would well surpass and make another record-breaking year.
Mrs. Williams believes the promotion Barbados received through DJ Khaled is invaluable and highlighted the fact that Barbados is now a favorite spot for the rich and famous. She believes the DJ Khaled effect will only boost that.
Yes, we have quite a bit of celebrities on island and still to come. Well, I know there's some more coming in this week. I'm probably thinking it's from his influence as well. Barbados is a very unique type of island. We do not harass. We do not invade their privacy. We allow them to have their holiday. We're very warm. Our people are very, very good to the celebrities. And I believe that's why Simon Cowell has been coming for many, many years. And continues to make this his winter destination of choice.
TMI Chair Shelley Williams in the lunchtime edition. The Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security is laying the groundwork to significantly increase food production in Barbados with the aim of also boosting exports of produce. The Minister Indah Weir has been telling Starcom Network News about the plans.
There are several things we got in the pipeline that will come through. First of all, the Tissue Culture Lab, going to do a groundbreaking with that this month. I'm waiting for the developers to come in to Barbados so that we can do the groundbreaking and get that going. The same for the food terminal. I'm waiting for the investors to come in so we can do the salt turning for that as well. We also have to make sure that we put things in place so that we can get our labs up to certification so we can export. And then, of course, I want to put a production unit in place for us to increase our production of various crops so that we can tackle the food import bill as I had promised.
Mr. Weir says the production unit will be working with farmers across the island to ensure they get the assistance they need to expand production.
Yeah, we have to, because we have to get to the point where we are exporting. We can't just talk about it. We have to do it. So this group of persons that I'm working with will help me get to the point where we can increase that production and be able to export as well. We have looked at increased production of sweet potato because we want to start to export those. And we're looking at some quantities, like 2 40-foot containers to start with. And then we will continue to ramp up. So that is what we're going to be working on immediately.
The Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir, the Emergency Ambulance Service is reporting a significant increase in the number of people requesting its service. The highlight of the matter during the delivery this morning of a new ambulance at the Ambulance Service's Wildey headquarters. Head of the Emergency Ambulance Service, Dr. David Barr, explained the situation.
We're able, I said it, 1,500 to 1,600 calls for December was a little bit of an anomaly because normally that really is usually in the region of 1,200 or so. So, you know, with the holiday season, you have more incidents happening, both traumatic in terms of motor vehicle accidents as well as interpersonal violence, as well as you have more illnesses based on the non-chronic communicable diseases or so.
He stresses that they are duty-bound to respond to all calls.
That represents more calls. And I mean, I would say, you know, Minister may have alluded to the fact that, you know, persons may call and it may not be an emergency. But, you know, I sympathize with persons, I empathize, because to the person who is in the crisis, not knowing, they will make a call. We can't blame people for that. It's for us then to prioritize, to triage the calls and stuff the best way we can in terms of doing the best we can for the most.
Head of the Emergency Ambulance Service, Dr. David Barr. At least 103 people were killed today and 141 injured in the Iranian city of Kerman after twin blasts occurred near the burial site of a slain military commander, Qasem Soleimani. State media called the incident a terror attack. Our top stories. Tourism officials in Barbados report a bumper winter tourist season with a major influx of visitors and especially celebrities like DJ Khaled, Mark Wahlberg, Simon Cowell and others, more scheduled to arrive. Plans being made for a significant increase in Barbados agricultural production, including exports of produce. The QEH reports a significant upsurge in calls to its ambulance service, a lot of them in response to traffic accidents. The department got a new ambulance this morning, and more than 100 killed in twin blasts in Iran. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.